This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Welcome to the program Islam Insight, a very special series, essentially dedicated for our new Muslim brothers and sisters.
How do we commit ourselves to gain knowledge?
Regarding Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him,
I'd like to know, is hijab compulsory for women?
Somebody told me that a Muslim is not allowed to have relationship with a non-Muslim.
Knowledge revives the spirit of Islam.
Brother, I'd like to know, is there ranks or superiority in the from the messengers of Allah or Prophet?
Right. Depending upon the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his permission, his will, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he grants whom he wills. There are definitely ranks and levels and the degree and the distinction between the prophets and messengers. However, what we need to realize and understand and believe is that we together, as creation, as believers, we by our own selves cannot say that this is greater than the other. This prophet is greater than the other prophet. Like, for example, some might say, okay, I love the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam. He is greater than the rest, even greater than Muhammad, peace be upon him. A person can't say that I love Musa alayhi salam. He is the greatest of all. We ourselves cannot make this distinction. We, by our own selves, cannot give this degree, cannot give these ranks to messengers and the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is Allah who will give this degree. It is Allah who will give these ranks. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, in Surah Baqarah, Surah number 2, ayah number 253, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has preferred some messengers over others, which means that he has given some messengers higher ranks than the others. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he is the greatest of all the prophets. And that evidence we come to know from Surah Al Imran, Surah number 3, ayah number 81, in which all the previous prophets, they acknowledged, they committed, they confirmed that they would testify and acknowledge the message of the coming one, and that is Muhammad, peace be upon him. And to which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a witness. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the creation, he first gave ranks to the human beings. He said in Surah Bani Israel, Surah number 17, ayah number 70, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ, and we have honored the children of Adam and have preferred them over the rest of the creation. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first gave the rank to the humans. They are the best of creation. Yeah? Ashraful makhluqat, the best of creation. After that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the rank, the position, the degree to all the prophets and messengers. These 124,000 prophets and messengers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them the best rank. Among these 124,000 prophets and messengers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has preferred 25 prophets and messengers who are mentioned by name in the Quran. Among these 25 prophets and messengers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen 5 great messengers who are called Ulul Azm Mir Rusul, the greatest messengers who are mentioned by name in the Quran, and they are Ibrahim, peace be upon him, Nuh, peace be upon him, Musa, peace be upon him, Isa, peace be upon him, and Muhammad, peace be upon him. These 5 prophets are the greatest of all the messengers. And this degree, again, it is not from our side. It is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Among these 5 prophets and messengers, there were 2 who were graded as the highest of all these 5 messengers, among all these 5 messengers. And they are Ibrahim, peace be upon him, and Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They too are called as Khalilain, the beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And between these 2, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, as the Imam ul-Anbiya, as the leader of all the prophets. So these ranks, these degrees come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to obey, believe and practice as per the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.